you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
LAPD officers are shot in a confrontation with a parolee. Walgreens says it's deeply disappointed to have a lucrative contract with the state of California canceled. And lawmakers hear calls for more funding for wildfire prevention.
I think there's a clear path forward for actually saving money if we can shift the balance.
Good morning. It's Thursday, March 9th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3 and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. Three officers with the Los Angeles Police Department are wounded but in stable condition after being shot by a parolee in a Lincoln Heights neighborhood. It happened during a barricade situation yesterday afternoon as officers were responding to a parolee at large call in the 3800 block of North Broadway. The department says the parolee evaded them, ducked into a shed, and when he refused orders to come out, SWAT and canine units were called in. It says police fired tear gas and the man responded by opening fire on officers. They returned fire. Later, the man was found dead. Mayor Karen Bass has talked with two of the injured officers, saying yesterday's incident is a reminder of the danger faced by police, that it's very real. Officials at the Los Angeles Unified School District say they're getting ready for a possible strike by thousands of cafeteria workers, bus drivers, custodians, special ed assistants, and others. Those workers announced plans this week to cancel their contract as labor talks over a new deal stall. The Service Employees International Union, Local 99, represents more than 30,000 LA Unified workers. The union says the school district was notified of the pending cancellation of the contract. Back in February, the workers gave the union the okay to call a strike if negotiations failed. LA Unified says it's disappointed that the union is, in its words, walking away from negotiations with so much on the table. There was testimony at a Senate Budget Committee hearing this week on the need to increase federal funding for wildfire mitigation. The idea is to spend more before fires burn instead of later on suppression and cleanup. California Senator Alex Padilla asked the director of the Climate and Energy Policy Program, Dr. Michael Wara, why mitigation would give Americans a better bang for their tax dollar.
I think there's a clear path forward for actually saving money for the federal government, substantial sums of money in terms of its management of federal lands, if we can shift the balance towards mitigation and away from the kind of runaway freight train spending on wildfire suppression.
Wara says well-managed forests will need to be better able to survive drought and have higher rates of individual tree survival when wildfires do hit. President Biden is scheduled to visit Monterey Park on Tuesday, where he is expected to discuss his efforts to curtail gun violence. His visit follows the deadly mass shooting there in January that took the lives of 11 people. Biden referred to the tragedy in his State of the Union address, also acknowledging Brandon Sy, the young man who wrestled the gun away from the Monterey Park mass shooter. Biden's visit to the area will be his first since October, when he visited a metro construction site and spoke at Irvine Valley College. U.S. Marines are training for a potential conflict with China on a mock battlefield right here in Southern California. The wartime simulation is happening in the Mojave Desert at 29 Palms. It's one of several California military bases meant to represent a chain of Pacific islands. The latest challenge was a 10-day mock battle designed to test innovative warfighting concepts. John Ismay is a Pentagon correspondent with the New York Times and says the maneuvers also involve limiting radio emissions, which can be intercepted by the enemy to pinpoint a troop location.
In, say, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, the bases where Americans were located were well known to everybody in those countries. But here, they are potentially, you know, trying to find methods that would keep their locations away from their enemy.
Amid a deteriorating China-U.S. relationship, the Pentagon is paying attention to China's expanding deployments further into Pacific Island chains. The U.S. unit's next big mock battle will be held in the Philippines in April. We're getting more clarity now on the threat issued by Governor Gavin Newsom this week to have the state stop doing business with Walgreens. Cap Radio's politics correspondent Nicole Nixon says the governor is canceling a multi-million dollar contract with the pharmacy chain.
The governor earlier this week pledged to stop doing business with Walgreens after the company said it would stop selling an abortion drug in 20 states where Republican officials threatened legal action. Newsom says the state will no longer do business with any corporation that, quote, caves to extremists. It appears the contract for inmate medications is the only active business the state has with Walgreens. The governor directed the state not to renew that contract as planned in May. According to Newsom's office, Walgreens has received $54 million under the contract since 2017, including more than $11 million last year. Walgreens has said it will dispense the abortion medication in states where it's legal. Newsom has often talked about leveraging California's spending power as one of the world's largest economies. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
In a statement, Walgreens says it is deeply disappointed by the state's decision not to renew the contract. Black Californians die from pregnancy-related complications at rates nearly four times higher than the general population. Michelle Sanders is an L.A. doula and birthing rights advocate. She says one challenge is that hospitals have the power to deny access to the doula and the emotional, educational, and physical support they provide during labor.
Honestly, it's not a luxury, and especially for Black women, it's essential to have someone there for you, another set of eyes and ears to help make sure that if things are not going well, that you have an advocate there.
It can cost several hundred or even thousands of dollars to hire a doula, but Sanders says money should not be a barrier to getting support. There are free and low-cost programs available. Medi-Cal has also added doulas as a covered benefit this year. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com. And of course, you can always listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development, and our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Support for this broadcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
Studios. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.